Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This website, Quartz, has put together a four-question quiz that uses study data to figure out how likely you are to break up with your significant other in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So Chase is the only one who is actively has a relationship here. You took the quiz.
Yeah, and did you look it over, the quiz? It's really,
no.
It's only, it asks you four questions, and you choose from a drop-down box. That's right. It. And it says that there's a 15% chance that somebody like me will break up with their partner within 1 year. And if you advance it out to 5 years, it's a 37% chance. So I'm on the low end of breaking up.
If you, does that put any, listen, I like to think I'm a logical, well-educated person. But when I see stuff like this, I'd be like, we're going to end up divorced. So let's not even, like, but does that change your opinion or your mind, or does that make you nervous at all?
I don't think.
Like, if you did your zodiac compatibility with you and your fiance, and it was like you guys are not meant to be together,
I would care.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
That would affect me.
I don't think it would. But what's funny?
She's a hippie.
Yes, I know.
I read one time that if you sleep on a mattress that is separated, whether it's the box springs, like I have a king size bed, and it's two box springs.
Yeah.
That you should put a cover over it because it, I know, you, the way you're looking at me, like you should.
What in the end?
Because it's like it instills like lying underneath you separation and not being one and together. I'm so embarrassed because I like majority of me is not like this, but this stuff I'm like, okay.
You're buying in totally to that.
Yes, okay, yes. I'll really buy into that hippie stuff.
Just give me the mic.
Mic anyway, yeah. It's so like stereotypical chick. Sorry,
so
ladies.
So let's have somebody call and take the quiz. You want to do that?
Yes.
And what's funny is it offers, the last question talks about income, whether you make over like $75,000 right. or under. It's amazing how over $75,000 a year, the probability of staying together is a lot higher.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I have the quiz up. So if you call, it's real quick. It's just four things that we'll need from you. 680-WOLF.
And we have somebody on the line who wants to take the survey. Before we do that, Chase, who is the only one on this program who is in a relationship, took the four-question quiz. And what was your percentage chance of breaking up? It was really low.
It was like 20.
After like 5 or 6 years, though, right? After
a longer period of time.
Yeah. All right,
after 4 days.
All right, so let's just go to the phones here. Yes, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Tiffany.
All right, Tiffany, you want to take this quiz? Just little four quick questions. Amy will give them to you. You answer them, and we'll keep track of it, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, go, Amy.
How long have you been together?
5 years.
Okay, so 3 to 5 years. Are you married or not married?
I'm married.
Your relationship is excellent, good, fair, poor, very poor?
Excellent.
And how much do you guys make together?
Over
75? Over 75,000 or less than 75?
Less than.
Okay. There is a 1% chance that someone like you would break up with their partner within 1 year, a 3% chance within 2 years, and an 8% chance within 5 years.
Ooh, so you stuck? Yeah, you're stuck with him.
You're never going to get rid of that guy.
Yay.
If this had said, Tiffany, if this had said that you guys have like a 70% chance of breaking up, would that affect your mood a little bit? Would you be a little bit like nervous for a second or no?
No.
Oh, see, that's what confidence and love is like, I guess. Yeah. I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that. you.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.